Here we have a roundtable discussion with three superstars, three epic players throughout the major. We got Munasi on my left, Donk across from me, and then right on the opposite, we got Molodoy as well. I want to start by asking you guys just first of all, and Molodoy, you can start with this one.
Why me?
Because I decided you. You're closest okay. to me, so you know I can see you better. I can see your face. I can see your reaction of it. I want to just ask how you felt this major, how you felt in your own individual skill. Where do you think you like played good, bad, indifferent?
A different major because first my major is not so good because it's my English not good. And in game, maybe I don't understand game sense, you know. And but now team improve, my English improve, and I think we have a good situation in team now.
Donk, your major's looking really good in terms of rating wise. AWPing really well as well, you know. May as well be an AWPer in this three of everyone. What are your thoughts on your major so far?
We all, we show everything, to be honest. Like group stage, it's not like a matter, I would say. And like it, like I was always good in group stages. So it's time to shine on at this stage.
Manasi, yours was a little bit slow beginning, you know, a bit shaky. So what are your thoughts on it? Because yours is a different perspective.
Very slow start. I lost the bait on Ancient, win streak, no win streak on Ancient anymore. Very slow start by team, in by individuals as well, and good ending, like on 2-2 against G2.
What was the change for you that you were able to have a good ending? What was the difference? What was the reason behind it?
Like for the team?
For you, individually. We're talking about you.
No, maybe, you know, first of all, maybe different pressure game. Obviously, like 2-2, it's a, you know, if you're, it's do or die, you're going to either qualify for major or you're going to lose. So I think it just was different pressure. It was mental game. Obviously, it also was personal to me to play against G2, my ex organization team, friends.
Yeah.
So I just released the pressure and played without.
And you looked good while doing it. You pulled off some crazy moments in that one. And you picked up the AWP some more as well.
What AWP?
You were AWPing some more.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm Ryzer. I don't play with the brand. AWP is too much.
You two going to swap roles?
No.
Donk, talk to me about your AWPing and just you enjoy doing a bit of it, you get comfortable with it.
I like to play with AWP and like I feel like it's easy for me, and like I don't know, it's very strong in terms of utility management and in terms of communication, because it's the when you play with two AWPs, it gets more easily. Yeah. Then when you're as a rifle,
you have a bit of that when Fallen tries to pick it up as well.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes he take and bro, only what can I do, bro? But bro, second AWP it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you take second AWP and you play main AWP, it's hard. But second AWP it's easy.
But it's expensive a bit.
Yes.
Sometimes no, it's not, but it's fine, but it's sometimes expensive a bit.
If you lose it, you know, can mess up the economy, things can go wrong.
Yeah, you just pick up, you just like buy it or pick it up on a good timing, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're main AWPer, sometimes you just want to play with rifle. So sometimes I hate, for example, like maps like on Inferno, it's just useless to play with AWP. Also on CT side.
Even CT side?
No, I don't know. I just like rifle as well overall, because I used to rifle in the past.
Yeah, yeah. But now you're open all the time.
Not all the time, but yes.
So do you still not like the fact that you're an AWPer? Would you prefer, if you had the choice, if someone said to you, you can be whatever role you wanted, would you rather be rifle?
Just hybrid, you know.
Yeah.
And with AWP and rifle. Maybe the space.
It's the dream situation. That's what he's got.
Kind.
Now, I want to talk a bit about you guys being stars of your team. Do you have that mentality? Do you feel like you are the star of the team, Manasi?
Not really. No, like, what do you mean?
Like, the fans will say you're the star, right? Because Nico obviously took a little bit of a step back. He was previously stars in his team. But since you've come in, the focus is on you. The fans are highlighting you.
No, I think it's also a bit of pressure from people because they expect you to perform that way, to always perform good.
Mm.
And also they expect, obviously, the team to perform good. But overall, I just don't like
the label.
Being a startup, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What about for you, Donkey?
I would say that I don't like this, like the starter tournament, because mm-hmm. like it's all about the team and all about your team play and structure inside the game. And like it just, it's naturally that some players will perform better and some like worse, because like it's a roles, and like someone needs to drop guns for second guy and the second guy has to perform. And that's it. It's just a sport.
Yeah, you have like roles who will sacrifice more than other roles, you know. Like if you're an AWPer, for example, someone will drop you up, you know. Someone has to play with MP9, for example, one round. And he, like, you just
fell.
And like you just know that he will drop you up, but you see you have like 2.6. Or you know he'll get MP9. And he expects it already, you know.
Bro, I don't have money for armor. Play with the USP.
What about for you?
Yeah, I have same situation, but I have found Marix. This guy play so much career and yeah. Found two times on major. For me, found superstar in my team. But maybe they thought no, but for me, this guy is superstar.
Because do you look up to him?
Yeah, sometimes yes. Why not?
And how much does like that affect your game? Then, like, do you learn from him? Do you listen more to him? Do you try and just take it all in?
Of course, you need. Of course, you take something about with this guy, because this guy know everything, and he helps me a lot about game, about how I need to play, and I think I learn so much about with this guy.
Nice. And your kinder helps you a lot at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the perfect balance for your rookie year of helping you out, someone you look up to as well.
Yeah.
When Fallen talks, is it like you have that respect for him that you listen? Or do you ever have maybe a moment where you don't agree with what he's saying?
Of course, bro, you have the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes he say me, hey, you need to play hide here. I'm saying, no, I need to play aggressive here. And we have different situation.
Okay. That's all the time you have the same? Who's telling you to hide more?
Like with who I have discussions?
Yeah.
I'm playing, yes.
Nico?
Of course. <yeah. laughs> Sometimes, you know, sometimes you play either safe or more aggressive and you, I don't like, during the game you understand that you have to play more aggressive, but like when you review, like you can see like people where they are and you understand, okay, it made sense to play passive.
Okay.
But like,
but you don't want to in your mind.
Different feelings, you know, in the game.
Yeah. No one tells you to hide, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Like, the, I don't know, like, I like, it wasn't some arguing with a coach or someone that I'm, like, fighting, that I want to fight when I need to hide. Like, it's not, there is no conversation at all. Like, if he told me to hide, I will hide next time. So
okay.
That's it. Like, but in general, I think I always understand that the moment when I have to hide, but inside the game, it's like, in my perspective, it's more like, it's more important to maybe peek, like over peek, than to not peek at all. Because like maybe the big stages, this peek can like change the game.
Yeah.
You have no doubts. Yeah. When you like, If you need to pick, you do it, then not do it at all and just die.
Who is it that you listen to the most on the team, Donk?
I think everyone. Like yeah, sure. Like the people that talks the most, it's like Shira Chopper and Hali, and like in our structure, is our coach is the like the main voice. So I think we all listen to him.
And when you're listening to Hali, is this someone? Because I saw, for example, we had Stiko ready to translate that interview, but you came to help Hali. It was like a nice moment, yeah? But is he someone you look up to?
What
like
that means?
How Fallen is for Molodoy, you know? Like, he respects him. Do you have that same respect?
Yeah, sure. Like, you cannot work in team. Like, you cannot, like, get something, like, high level if you do not have respect to all your mates.
And what is your relationship like with Hali? Can you describe it to us?
I had no son and father.
Yeah. That's good. For you, obviously, you played alongside Nico a long time. I can imagine he is obviously the big voice you're listening to a lot of times. But was he the player you looked up to? Or is he a player you look up to for you? I know it's not the same roles, but just, you know, in like his career and him overall.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really follow Nico when I joined Jita. I didn't really follow him. I just knew that he exists, you know. Like, he is a player. He's a very big player in on the pro scene. But I always looked up to Simple in the past, to the Noper. But when I started playing with Nico, I started looking up too, because you just understand his mentality, his work ethic, and the way he thinks. And obviously, I had like a lot of arguments with him, but it was mostly healthy.
Yeah, it's a good way. Yeah.
Like, if you argue with someone, if you argue to defend yourself, or you argue, it's bad. But if you argue because you want to find out why and why this is better or why this is not good, then it's healthy.
You will have a similar kind of thing, yeah? What is considered a bad argument in your team?
I don't know.
Because you guys seem, when I look at you guys as a team, it seems like Furia's very good together.
It's family.
Yeah?
It's not friend. We are family. Because when I joined, Fon came with me in bootcamp. But when I joined to Furia, I talked with manager and she told me, you go bootcamp with only coach.
Mm-hmm.
But without Fon. And Fon message to my manager, Furia, and he want to go with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And nice. I'm go to first my bootcamp.
Yeah.
With Fon, and we starting in bootcamp in Belgrade, starting play with him Insta.
Nice.
It's very good experience for me.
The fact that he would do that as well, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously at very different points in your careers and stuff. That's really nice. Very respectful. I also want to look at the fact that, because like, you may not like the term, but I would see you all as stars. There's obviously a lot of attention on you guys from when you were so young. Like, people are looking at your names, looking at your face. It. How do you handle all of that? Like, do you like that kind of feeling?
I hate all.
Yeah?
Everything, basically.
Okay.
I think the only way to, like, to approach it, to handle it somehow, it's, like, ignore.
Yeah?
I think, yes. It's not the only way that I can, like, I see.
What is it that you don't like?
You know, all media is toxic and it's trying to make you react at something. Like, it can be anything, basically. Yeah. Like, literally anything.
It's just, I think it's provocating a lot your emotions. Mm-hmm. I think before also the match, like if, for example, play to the Nils. If Dania Dong, for example, will like perform very well one tournament, the next tournament they will like expect him, or they will do more media with him, for example. You know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gonna be a lot of attention created around one person, and if you're gonna play one game bad, then just like you're washed. No, kinda, you know, like just
waste.
Yeah, just this provocation is just people trying to, how to say, like, push you to the failure, kind of, you know.
Mm.
Some of media, but...
Does it add more pressure?
No, recently I started just ignoring it, as Dania said, because it's not worth your energy.
Yeah. You don't use social media, though, really, at all, right? You have your Twitter, you have your Instagram, but I guess, do you even have it on your phone?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not using it.
Do you use any TikTok or any like Instagram? Do you look at anything?
TikTok for sure. Sessions every day. Sessions, no, say set. Why not TikTok?
I have like some, like, I have zero like TikToks about CS or something. Yeah. I have only animals, I think, and that's it.
Animals?
Yeah.
What animals do you like, Donk? This is now just a personal interest.
I know. Everyone.
Everyone, you just like...
Yeah.
Do you like animals more than people?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm learning.
What the fuck?
Hey, he wants to just play CS? Do you have any animals? Do you have pets?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Dog.
Dog, nice. For you, I've seen you on social media. You're more active.
Yeah, but for me, it's for maybe fans. When you have social media and you record a video, yep. It's for fun. But when people reaction for you when you play bad, I would just reaction to ignore and just not say anything, just for fun, you know. And people just talk about you bad things. It's for me, it doesn't matter. You don't need to reaction about this.
But you all seem very good at blocking it out. Would you say there has ever been a time where it's been hard to block out, or you've read too much of this negativity?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I had.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I had maybe this year, maybe the period like 3 months, maybe like after summer break, I think.
How do you deal with that? Like,
I don't know.
Well, you dealt with it. How did you get
blocked,
past
it, man?
Block him.
Yeah. They just came with like, I don't know. I just blocked it. I didn't really try to not think about it.
Yeah.
I think the more you become mature, the more it stops matters on you, I think.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, you just understand, like, is it worth to even like read this, you know, or is it worth to read the comments, for example? Because like, people who are writing bad comments, they just don't want the energy, you know, from you.
And rage bite.
Yeah, rage bait. And even if you read the good ones, there's going to be some negatives in it, so you almost have to block it all out. Am I right?
Yeah, no, kind of, yeah. There are a lot of good, like, I think everyone from us has a lot of fans, you know,
yeah.
of our organization, players, and people are supporting well.
You're more new to this though, right? It's all happened quite recently.
Maybe, yeah.
Did someone tell you on your team? Obviously, you have more veterans on your team that can tell you.
No, I know when I joined this level, I need to ignore so much people who negative for you, and you need to only play this game.
Yeah.
I think he was like facing it like even in Amco, I think, like in tier 2 or 3, it's a lot of people after some matches, even me when I was in academy roster, like we win someone or some, like BIG for example, and a lot of people like telling us we are cheaters, we are hackers, next day we're losing to some like what bad day we're losing to someone that worse than BIG, a lot of like match fixers, like everything like this.
It's maybe sometimes they thought 3-2, you know.
He doesn't know what is 3.
No, it is. I know. It's the Dota match fixing.
Sola.
Yeah, it's like, it came from Dota.
Yeah. I am a little bit down. I'm not that old. You know?
Okay.
He thinks I'm completely out of touch with reality with this. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about just the major as a whole. How do you see the major? Because a lot of us, when we talk about it, is the major is the most pressure. So while we're talking about pressure and expectations, do you feel that yourself when you're coming into the major compared to other tournaments?
I think a major is obviously like special compared to other tournaments. No, maybe if you take other tournaments like Katowice, not Katowice anymore, Katowice and Cologne, like these, I think three tournaments are very special, but major is more special than them because this, I don't know, it's just different feeling every time you come here. And there is always going to be stress. You cannot run away from it, in my opinion. But I think the amount of stress you put, you decide how much you put, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to be overthinking about everything, obviously you will have so much pressure and stress. But other players, maybe if they handle it different, they'll be less, you know, it will be less.
What about for you, Donk? How is it at the majors?
High level championships, I would say, like iconic tournaments. It's Cologne, Toits, and 2 times majors in a year. And the rest of tournaments are kind of the same, I think, for me. And like maybe only EMs, like Pro League, like another well, because it has a Grand Slam. But like all Blasts, to be honest, all the same. Like Blast Rivals, Blast Open, I don't care. Like it's just a Blast.
Okay. How about for you? Because you're only just going through this right now.
For me, not same, because for me, it's same tournament. People play, but for me, this tournament is special. But when you think about this, you need to win this tournament because it's a special tournament. it's bad for you because you're starting everything in now because you think this is a special tournament. But for me, it's same tournament when I play Blast or, I don't know, Chengdu.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think every tournament actually, like, we don't have like this that, okay, we're going to perform on like major more than any other tournament. It's just more like you treat every tournament as a normal tournament, but every tournament has, if you want to say, like, different aura, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or different meaning. meaning.
It's small, what you say.
Yeah, it's like different meaning. But yeah, like, because if you want, for example, to win ESL Pro League, in the past, you would face all the best teams. Or, for example, Major, you would have all the best teams. And if you want to win the tournament, you have to win everyone, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to start from stage 3, you're going to face almost every team. But sorry, on ESL Pro League and as well on the Major, yeah.
Basically, all time is the same, kind of, because you have to play CS and that's it. But, like, I think atmosphere is always different, and, like, I think you cannot ignore it, because, like, when you play Kogan and Ktoets, you are, like, going to the arena, you see the crowd, you see the everything, and it's very special, and you, like, you understand that it's special tournament, and you cannot, like, ignore it at all. Like, you can... I think it's just... you don't need to ignore it. You have to handle the pressure, handle the atmosphere, and just to enjoy it.
You're more new to these big arenas and trying it out. Do you remember what it was like for you the first time you stepped into your first arena? Obviously, yours was a home arena.
Yeah, it's a very good performance for me because first my big tournament in my home, and for me, maybe the best one in tournament.
Yeah,
because it's when you play in home, it's good.
Everyone cheering for you.
Yeah.
Standing on stage.
Family friendly atmosphere.
Yeah. You've had some of the opposites though, right? You've had a lot of crowds boo you, but you've said it never bothered you, right?
Yes.
So how...
It's funny.
you have sat there, you've laughed, you've clapped for it. How do you deal with that though? Like, what's the magic? Because you've always been good on stage.
I don't know. I just don't care about like people booing. I got used to it, and I don't know. I just knew it that everyone will boo me, and why should they be scared?
Yeah.
And it makes more funny to play because you want to silence the crowd.
Yeah. You're very strong for that, by the way, because some players can't handle it. Some people we've seen crumble when it comes to this. What do you remember your first stage? Your first arena?
Yeah, I played in Katowice.
Against Navi. 1v3.
Good memory.
Yes. No, first of all, I think if actually crowd booing you in the end, if you win, like, you don't care, you know?
In the end, everyone will clap for you.
Yeah. Like, they will clap, or like, you just nice to shut them down, you know, in the situation of Dania. But...
You don't have... Have you had crowds boo you?
No, actually, I don't remember. Maybe if, like, I don't remember, maybe we played against some home team, and, someone was maybe booing us, but I don't remember. But my first tournament was in Katowice, yeah. I had, like, different story. If Dania had Katowice, everyone was booing, like, for us, everyone was cheering for us, because I think someone from our team, I think it was Nico and Hunter, I think they didn't win Katowice, they lost a lot of grand finals, maybe people wanted them to win. Wanted us to win, so people were cheering for us. But also, we played against FaZe Clan in grand final. Everyone was cheering just for a good game, you know.
Yeah, it's like
there was a balance.
Okay, to start getting towards the end of this, I want to ask you guys something that I think can be very valuable for other young players coming up. So, I want to ask, what advice would you give to the next generation of players that come after you guys? You know, so they're maybe 13, 14, 15 right now, and they want to be in your position. They want to be the next big player. They want to be a professional player. What advice would you give them? You're laughing, so you can start, Doug.
No way, no. It's
like in the school. You started laughing, bro.
Well, it's like in the school. You just picked him because he was...
Tell us why you're laughing.
No, not why he's laughing, but... Board, one mark, Doug.
Yeah.
No, but some advice, man. I think it'd be very helpful for these up-and-coming players who admire you.
you have to believe in yourself at first, and like you have to get the confidence from yourself, not from the other people, I would say. Mm-hmm. That because like in terms of confidence, it has to go from inside of you, not from the some media, like, or maybe some stats or some like this shit. Like you have to like really believe in yourself that you are good, because like it's always a lot of situations that can affect you. So like you don't have to like rely on some maybe say it like talks mm-hmm. from other people, maybe some feedback about you, and you have just to be confident. That's it, I think.
So it's like analyzing your own self.
Yeah.
Is that what you did a lot at the beginning, like looking at how you were playing your own game?
Yes, but it's more like chess is a mental game, and if you have to be at the highest level, you don't have to be dependent on what people think about you.
Okay, yeah, nice. Manasi, you want to go next, or you want Manasi to go?
Manasi.
See, he did it. I didn't choose this time. I just asked a question.
I had to choose.
I chose you because you laughed.
he didn't have choice. Wait, he didn't have choice.
The chosen one.
There you go.
First, I think that you, I'll repeat Dani's word, that you gain motivation from yourself, not from the attention that you get from outside, but it's mostly people, already players who are playing in top teams. If you're gonna get motivation only from attention, and after you won't have attention, you're not gonna be motivated. It's a mistake. You just get motivation from what you have, from what strengths you have, confidence and aim. That's first thing. I think second thing, that you ask yourself why you play the game. For what reason, maybe, or what goals you have. Because like I played the game, for example, I just like it.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes naturally. Like to go face it, to shoot players in headshots, and like the sound of headshot is just nice, you know? Or like flicks, you know? No, just this kind of stuff. Just gives you a joy. And third thing, I would say, get as much experience from other players that you play with together, and also from the players you will get to know in the future. And because I think the experience is getting shared between all the players, and that's how you get experience. That's how I got experience in my previous teams and in this team as well.
And lastly,
for me, you need to think when you're starting, because you're starting, you love the game, mm-hmm. it's your dream, and you need to believe. You need to believe achieving everything. And if you're not thinking about this, it's hard to work, I think. Some people have talent, and if you don't have talent, it's hard to you, and you need to work so much. Yeah. For me, it's all.
Put the time in. I know you have like 20,000 hours in the game, right?
Yeah.
What do you have, do you know?
24.
Like, in general,
24,000.
In general in CS or on the CS?
CS,
too?
Yeah.
I don't know, I have like 40K, I think. I have 10K in source, and like now like 20 on this account, and like I played a lot of Brothers account.
Wow. Okay. Even beating Manasi numbers. And how many?
I have 12K, not so much.
But it is a lot of grind, right? It's a lot of having to love it and do it the whole time.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, if you know that playing professionally will be hard, then why you bother, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be always easy, as Tanya said. On the right one.
Daniel 1, Daniel 2.
I was thinking maybe the best advice that you can give to the next generation, in general, the best advice that I've ever achieved, it was don't be scared to lose, and don't be scared to make some mistakes.
Nice.
Because like without mistakes, you cannot improve yourself, and if you are not doing mistakes, then you are doing nothing.
You can't progress.
Beautiful. I think that is the perfect place to end it. Donk, Molodoy, Manasi, thank you very much. Good luck for all of you going into playoffs. Two of you will face each other. So, you know, friends right now, enemies on the server. Let's see what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. You.